Today on Gardening in a Minute, Sweet Autumn Clematis. Sweet Autumn Clematis is a vigorous vine that's been planted in the South for years. It can be trained up trellises, fences, and pergolas, creating an almost evergreen screen that will explode each autumn with billowy clouds of white, fragrant, star-like flowers. Even in winter, the vine puts on a show thanks to the silvery-plumed seeds that mature after the flowers fade. Despite its attractive qualities, Sweet Autumn Clematis has some drawbacks, namely that it's a rampant grower. So if you're interested in growing this strong-willed vine, be sure to keep an eye on it so that it doesn't get out of hand and invade other parts of your garden or natural areas. Like a beautiful woman with a great perfume, Sweet Autumn Clematis is hard to forget. For more information about Sweet Autumn Clematis and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, overseeding your lawn for winter. Would you like your lawn to look green for the winter? Try overseeding. It's when you plant a temporary grass to provide a green lawn all winter. North and Central Florida lawns are good candidates for overseeding. South Florida lawns won't need it, as they typically stay green all year. Ryegrass is popular for overseeding because of its fast growth and low cost. Ryegrass should be sown once daytime highs have fallen to the low to mid-70s. Rake your grass to remove all debris, then mow your lawn before sowing the seed. You'll need to water your overseeded lawn frequently until it is germinated. Once the winter lawn is established, it will require watering, mowing, and fertilizing. Grasses used for overseeding will die off as temperatures rise in the spring. For more information on overseeding and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, blue ginger. It's hard to miss the vivid color of blue ginger. In late summer and fall, this tropical plant puts out 10-inch tall spikes of rich purplish-blue flowers. The blooms look great in the garden, but can also be cut and used in floral arrangements. Not truly a ginger, blue ginger is actually in the same family as spiderwort and wandering Jew. It's a clump-forming perennial that can grow 5 to 8 feet tall and 3 feet wide. Unlike some plants, blue ginger thrives in shade. It's typically evergreen in South Florida, but may die back in winter in North or Central Florida. Blue ginger was even named a Plant of the Year in 2008 by the Florida Nursery Growers and Landscape Association. It's the perfect plant to fill any shady spot in your landscape. For more information about blue ginger and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, celebrating 150 years. Smart gardeners know they can turn to their local extension offices to get their gardening questions answered. What they may not realize is that the roots of the extension system stretch back to 1862, when Abraham Lincoln signed a key piece of legislation known as the Morrill Act. This year, the University of Florida and many other organizations are celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Morrill Act. The Morrill Act established the land-grant system of colleges and universities and created opportunities for education, learning, and research across the United States. Today, UF IFAS Extension continues the legacy of the Morrill Act by educating Floridians on best practices in gardening and agriculture, family, youth, and community sciences, as well as other topics. To learn more about what UF is doing to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Morrill Act, visit landgrant.ufl.edu. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, honeybees. Honeybees are amazing insects that not only produce honey, but through pollination, also help produce one-third of the food we eat. A single bee colony can contain up to 60,000 bees, including worker bees, drones, and a queen. Each type of bee serves a specific role. The drones mate with the queen to produce new worker bees, and the worker bees perform all of the labor tasks, like gathering pollen and nectar from flowers. You can make your garden safe for honeybees by using pesticides only when needed. Don't spray when plants are flowering or in the mornings when bees are most active. You can even set up your own hive. The bees will help pollinate the plants in your garden, and you'll be able to harvest the delicious honey they produce. For more information about honeybees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.